Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Taylor Swift.
Frank Whaley.
Oh, what are you eating?
God.
Like we haven't done this in so long. And as soon as we start, you take a bite of something.
Well, we had a false start, so I figured I'd take the opportunity.
Well, then we could have just paused and had another, used this as another false start.
It's a piece of, this is the last piece of vegan jerky by Crave with a K.
It's not very good, that vegan jerky. It's extremely tough and dense, like your skull.
I thought you were going to say something else. Well, I don't know my body, but, did you ever eat regular jerky?
I don't like listening to these noises. Yes, I have had regular jerky.
Were you a fan of beef jerky?
When I was a kid, I think I liked a Slim Jim because they didn't have them where I lived, and so it would be like one of those treats that you would get if you came to the back to the States. You get a Slim Jim, you get some Hawaiian Punch.
Right.
Now you can probably get all that stuff everywhere.
I never liked the beef jerky. It never appealed to me. I don't understand really the point of it.
Lots of people who like are very sort of weight conscious eat beef jerky as like a low carb, high protein snack.
If you had to use either beef jerky or Slim Jim as a nickname for my genitals, what would you choose?
Oh God.
I mean, if you had to choose one.
Okay. They both conjure completely different images. Neither image is appealing.
I would prefer Slim Jim.
You got it. So we've been away for a while. We had to do some corporate restructuring. We had a corporate retreat we had to go to. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of management training, team building, icebreaking exercises that we had to do, onboarding all new people and getting them up to speed on how the operations here at the Whaley Family Hour are run. So I think that we've got a pretty good team going. What do you think?
I don't like a lot of them, but... You know,
just personality wise.
Yeah, they're.
I mean, they're not the best. We didn't get the best. We only get the people that you hire come from the people who've applied, and we didn't get the best people applying.
What matters most is that everything's back on track, and you know, y'all can get back on that merch store, which people have seemed to decided to ignore, but we got lots of merch.
You know, Frank, not one single person bought my Samuel Pepys, Pepys, I don't even know how to say his name. My Samuel Pepys is a total dick t-shirt. Not a single person bought that.
Well, it's all.
I don't even know if it's on there anymore.
Well, the merch store is still available.
Sure. Right?
And how do they get there?
Just go to WhaleyFamilyHour.com.
You get your t-shirts, your mugs, all kinds of craziness. And also, I'll remind you later in this broadcast, y'all can hit me up on Cameo.
That's right.
Did you hear about this teacher in Southern California?
No, I don't think so.
I was just reading about this woman in Southern California.
California?
California. She's being put on leave because of a class she was teaching. What do you think that the class might have been?
It was probably like something where she mentioned like a family with two dads.
Nope.
What was it?
She was teaching a class on the finer points, and it's not even a joke, the finer points of booty hole sex.
No.
Yep.
Oh my God.
She was teaching this class.
Wait, I was picturing like an elementary school teacher.
Here's what the teacher.
What level was she teaching this? What class?
This is, I believe it's a college course. No, it's a high school. Not college, it's high school.
What do you mean the finer points?
Well, here's an example of what she was of her lesson. You don't have to go inside the booty hole. You can actually just push on the seam.
There's a seam?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that stimulates the prostate gland as well. And they apparently really like that.
Okay, so she's talking about
men.
Specifically, because
yeah.
Like biological females don't have a prostate gland.
But yeah, this is what she was saying to her class. But yeah, so that's why for male and male, anal sex is very pleasurable because of the fact that it hits the prostate.
Oh, okay.
And there's a lot of nerve endings in your booty as well, she says.
Did she say your booty?
This is a quote. That's my stomach. I don't know if you can hear that. It's not my prostate.
Your stomach's rumbling thinking about the prostate. That's really gross, Frank.
The good news is for me personally, because I don't like anybody messing with my seam and I don't like anything near my booty hole. And that's why my old doctor, when I would go for my physical for 3 weeks ahead of time, I'd be freaked out because I would be thinking about how, while he's making casual conversation with me about what upcoming projects I may or may not have, he's lubing up his finger and getting it ready to stick it inside my booty hole. Now they don't know my new doctor.
Yeah, well, he would lube it up with his own saliva. That was the weirdest part.
My new doctor, well, I was so pleased when I went to my appointment for my new doctor because, again, I was like, man, if 3 weeks from now I got to go to the doctor and stick his finger in my booty hole. But when I got there, I was very pleased and relieved, almost, I think I might even start crying a little bit. He said, and we're just going to do a blood test for your prostate. And I think I screamed, you're not going to put your finger on my booty? And he said, no, we don't do that anymore. That's old. That's old. That's an old school thing. Anyway, let me continue on with what this woman was saying to her class. So the girls, the G-spot prostate, they're the equivalent to each other. The G-spot prostate. So she's saying the G-spot in a woman is
the equivalent to the prostate.
Yeah.
Okay.
You once told me you don't have a G-spot.
Frank.
You said X marks the spot, and still to this day don't know what that means. There, she says, so the girls, the G-spot, prostate, they're the equivalent to each other. But apparently that's not why, if you ever see it, like Target has them now, sex toys. If you go to Target, seriously, if you go to Target.
Wait, this is still a quote from the teacher. Okay. Promoting sex toys at Target.
Yeah, she would have been my all-time favorite teacher. If you go to Target, seriously, if you go to Target and go where the tampons and pads are, they just look like a little box, but if you open it up, there's like a Velcro front to the box. You open it up and then, bam, sex toy.
Okay, I don't think that Target wants people just opening up things, especially not things that could possibly be inserted into people's bodies, like while you're in the store.
I don't think
handling the products, gross.
Yeah, no, I don't think she means take it out of the box. I think that the packaging,
Has like a hidden, like a little Velcro cover. So
I only know this because I've actually handled them in CVS in the past.
CVS?
Yeah, CVS and Target. She goes on to say CVS has them too, a lot of them.
A lot of them.
So that's why when you look at the toys, a lot of them look like this, making a hooked finger gesture.
Okay. I've never seen those at CVS.
I've seen them at CVS.
What aisle are they in?
They're with the,
with the tampons and stuff?
They're with the tampons, the adult diapers.
Adult, I mean, those things don't belong together. Well, adult diapers?
Well, listen, the two can go hand in hand depending on what your sex life is like.
You know, I had a teacher in 10th grade. It was the 80s, so there was a lot of talk about like HIV and AIDS. And in 10th grade biology class, Mr. Leitner, who was an amazing teacher, but he was talking about why HIV was spreading in the gay community. And he was talking about the lining of your rectum is the skin is thinner, and so it tears more easily. And so anal sex is more likely to have a tear. And we were all just sitting there like, like, you know, okay. And I went to extra help for Latin. I was taking Latin at the time. And that day I went to extra help and I was talking to a friend who was in my same biology class. And we were whispering about this lecture that we had gotten in biology class. And we didn't think that our Latin teacher could hear. Mrs. Nichols was her name. And if anybody's from the Latin club circa late 80s, John Jay, Salway, Quid Agus. But she and I were whispering about this thing about the anal sex. And Mrs. Nichols goes, "Anal sex? I didn't even know what that was until I met my second husband."
Along the same lines as the previous segment there, Heather, when you were talking about anal sex, a subject that you, let's face it, are, to say the very least, enamored over.
But go on. I'm not judging. I'm not judging.
No, because...
I wouldn't say, I'm definitely not enamored, but I'm not going to judge anybody, what anybody else does. I don't really care. Go on.
No, I mean, but you, I don't want to get
Let's leave me out of it.
Let's leave well enough alone and just say that early on in our relationship, when we were involved intimately, you would often yell out, "Wrong! Wrong! You're getting warmer!"
No, okay, like, stop. Oh, that's so gross. It's so gross. God forbid people take you seriously.
There is a guy in Illinois, okay?
Okay. What's his name?
His name is Jack R. Blank.
Jack R. Blank?
Jack.
Is his last name really blank, or are you just leaving it blank?
B-L-A-N-K is his
last name. Jack Blank.
Jack R. Blank.
Jack R. Blank.
Jack R. Blank. And he allegedly, he copulated with the same animal more than 10 times.
Okay.
So I'll go into a little bit more detail.
So he had a relationship, an ongoing relationship with an animal, or he was like ritually raping an animal?
He was caught performing coitus, unquote.
Coitus?
On a horse.
What is coitus?
What do you mean, what is coitus?
What does that mean?
Coitus interruptus.
Yeah, but what is that? Like what's the layperson's, like, what is that? Like,
I'm not sure, but you can look it up.
Is it like regular?
I think you're burying the headline here, Heather.
But I'm trying to get a visual.
A man allegedly caught performing coitus on a horse, while standing on a 5-gallon bucket feeding it apples.
Okay, wait. So he was performing. Okay.
What's so hard to figure out, Heather? He's standing on a bucket, having sex with this horse while feeding it apples.
But wouldn't he have to be behind the horse if he's having sex with it? And the horse eats apples from the front. What does he have, like 7-foot long arms?
This is not rocket science, girl.
It doesn't make any sense, Frank.
The horse
Sorry.
Is looking over its, oh, like a horse
it's
is capable.
Craning its neck around
yes,
to the back.
And the man is.
Why wouldn't you put the bucket of apples in front of the horse and just let it go off on the apples by itself rather than hand feeding it?
All right, let me explain it to you like you're a 5-year-old. Remember when we used to have sex and you like me to put strawberries in your mouth?
No.
It's the same principle, okay? The horse is part of the coitus. This man.
It was part of the sex act that he would
Jack
make.
Jack R. Blank.
That Jack R. Blank would
let
make
me finish,
the horse
let me finish.
Turn around to eat
let
the apples.
Let me finish. Jack R. Blank is not only penetrating this horse, but at the same time as penetrating the horse, he's pleasuring the horse by giving it apples. Okay? Now, do you want me to go into any more detail than that?
I think he's sadistic on two different fronts, like literally two fronts.
The horse?
Sadistic because he's like violating this horse.
Oh.
And second, because he won't just give the damn horse the damn apples and is making it turn around. I mean, what would happen if the horse, I just don't think the horse would crane its neck all the way to the back to get the apples.
So
the horse would just turn around.
Let's just be clear. you're saying that the horse is the victim and not the man.
No, I'm saying he's torturing the horse, but also I don't get why a horse would stay in one position that it probably wasn't enjoying and turn around to get an apple rather than just physically turn its whole body around so that the apple was closer to its face.
Let me ask you a question. Is there any a universe in your world, in your mind, where the horse is sort of enjoying this?
No.
Okay. How can you say that? If not, the horse has four legs. Why can't the horse run away?
That's what I'm wondering also.
Yes. Checkmate.
Yeah, but why wouldn't the horse also enjoyed craning its neck around to eat the apples?
Maybe this horse refuses. Like, let's look at both sides. Perhaps this horse is refusing to allow a saddle unless this man copulates coitus interruptus.
So the horse is demanding it.
Maybe.
No, I'm guessing that he put this horse in some sort of like a narrow stable that it couldn't move.
During the proceeding, Adams County Assistant State's Attorney Ryan Parker told the court that Blank allegedly had sex with the horse about a dozen times at the farm.
But wait, how do they know this? Was it on camera? I mean, the horse was talking about it?
Blank's attorney, Assistant Public Defender Sarah Lucy, reportedly requested that Judge Brenner set Blank's bond at $1,000. Lucy contended that Blank has heart disease and had been experiencing spells of dizziness since being incarcerated. She argued that Blank's only income is the $1,000 a month he makes from disability, and the vast majority of that, $700, goes toward his rent. I wonder what his house is like.
$700.
Good deal.
But he's got a horse also. He works at the farm.
Leaves little money for food. How do you know it's a farm?
Well, you just said he was caught on the farm.
I didn't say 12 farm.
Oh, I thought it was a farm.
It leaves little
farm
money.
Farm workers or something.
No, I never mentioned the word farm, Heather. You're jumping to that conclusion because you're
I'm
biased.
I'm filling in the blanks.
You're biased against horses. It leaves little money for food, she reportedly told the court. Also noting he should save some of his apples. She reportedly told the court, also noting he lives a short distance from the courthouse.
He's spending all that money on bags of apples.
Should not have much trouble making it to future hearings. So she's saying, look.
He could ride the horse there.
She's saying that he lives right around the corner. He's not going to. Look, what kind of attorney is this? She's saying, please let him out of jail. He only lives around the corner. He'll be able to get over here quick.
Oh, my God.
He is at low risk as anybody could possibly come. She reportedly said. He has no criminal history whatsoever. He has stable housing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he lives in the stable.
Poor choice of words. And has for the past 2 years. But Judge Brenner sided with prosecutors, setting Blank's bond at $2,000. Blank remained in detention as of Wednesday morning. This fucking guy couldn't afford another $1,000 and stayed in jail? Damn. He is scheduled to appear again before Circuit Judge Robert Adrian for his arraignment June 10th. So he's already had his arraignment. Ah, man. That is some crazy shit. All I can say is this.
Well, hang on. Can we just talk about the fact that somebody stole, like, nuclear secrets and they didn't go to jail and Jacker Blank is in jail still?
I wonder what the attorney for the horse would say. That's what I would wonder. Because that horse is just like, that poor horse is just sitting there with a sore ass, you know, sore behind, belly full of apples, thinking, damn. You know, I'll bet that horse is probably thinking, you know, where's my man? I haven't seen my man in a while. When's my man coming around again with some more apples? Father's Day is coming up.
I do.
And, you've always claimed, and you know, sometimes more with more veracity than others, that I am the father of these children that we have here. And neither of them like me or look like me. One is slightly Samoan, I think, or something.
What? Which one?
I'm not going to even say, but you know what I'm talking about.
Samoan?
Look, all I can tell you is that, and I'm not speaking out of school here, you have never You have never been able to say definitively if I am the father of our two children. And you don't have to say anything because I know what you know. But this brings me to another point along the same lines that we've been married 22 years now.
Have we?
Over 22 years.
No.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I guess you're right.
Yeah, we just had May. Yeah. We had our 22nd
That's
anniversary.
Right.
See,
Jesus,
y'all confused.
Christ.
And early on in our relationship, I was convinced, and still am, that you were trying to poison me. With sandwiches.
But all kinds of things.
Well, I remember you were trying
a hot dog once, like a veggie dog. You thought I poisoned it.
Well, yeah.
We weren't even married yet. Why did I? Oh, my God.
Exactly.
That was a red
flag. We weren't
flag.
Married, so why were you trying to poison me?
But
when
no, but that, but like,
you had nothing to gain.
Your boyfriend thinks you're trying to poison him, and you're not. So, and you're like, what you're doing is making him sandwiches because you're nice.
I was directing a motion picture, and you would send me with sandwiches to work, and excuse me, I would always get a little dizzy after when I thought maybe you were poisoning. I'm sorry. I think you were, but. But with that said,
trust me, if I was poisoning you, I would have figured out how to actually poison you, not just make you a little dizzy. What would be the point?
Well, this woman in Utah is accused of killing her husband by poisoning him with a spiked drink. And then,
but what did it like? What did the drink do? Just make him like pass out? Did he at least get high off it?
No, I doubt it was fentanyl.
Well, fentanyl, you get super high.
Oh, man, that'll knock you right down.
You get super high. People do it, like, on purpose, and it's very easy to have it be fatal.
Well, she recently, before she is accused of poisoning this poor motherfucker, she took out a couple million in life insurance.
Yeah, that's your red flag right there.
Yeah.
If I had taken out a big life insurance policy on you and then gave you a bunch of sandwiches that made you dizzy.
I think that at the time we were married. I can't.
You were not married then.
We were not
married.
There you go.
Married. You weren't. No.
Yeah, there you go.
We were not married when you're talking about the movie, the Jimmy Show that you directed, right?
All I can tell you is, folks out there, if I'm dead, you heard this is my testimony. If I'm dead by poisoning, the lady on the other side of this closet is responsible.
That would be a really, really sick joke to play on someone. Like if you said something like that publicly and then you took your own life just so that I would end up in prison forever.
Well.
And you staged it, like you put my fingerprints all over the bottle of fentanyl or whatever.
Well.
You went into my email and you were, or like you went on my computer and you were Googling how to procure fentanyl.
That's what this lady was
lethal
doing.
Lethal dose of fentanyl.
She was, she had tried to poison him multiple times and warned
She's really bad at it, huh?
Warned his family that she was to blame if anything happened to him. If any of my family is out there, fuck them. I don't like him anyway. He has told a friend that he thought his wife was trying to poison him.
That's not nice.
I'm just kidding. In a filing, her attorneys argued there has not been a single text message or other document turned over and discovery to support the allegation that Eric had ever believed Corey attempted to poison him. Well, I'm saying right now, this lady over here, Heather, has attempted to poison me in the past. In the past. So,
I don't know why, but I think that the fact that their names were Eric and Corey are kind of funny.
This lady went
on. Like, if you were writing the story of this, what would you name them? Corey? Probably not Corey.
No, it's K-O-U-R-I.
Corey.
So this woman went on to write a book after she killed her husband. She went on to write a book about grief. So she had a whole plan, Heather. I bet I know what your plan is going to be. I know what your book is going to be after you finally accomplish your mad scientist plan of poisoning me. You're going to write a book on the finer points of booty sex.
No, I'm going to write a book called Thank Me Now, I Did It for All of Us. Well, have a great weekend, everyone, and happy Father's Day to all the dads.
Let's recap. Hit that merch store.
Get some. Get a cameo from Frank Whaley for your dad, or that you're someone you know who's a dad.
Let's put it this way, Heather. Our goal for the end of for the following 7 days is $10,000 on that merch store. Come on,
wait,
y'all.
What if you did? Could you do like a promo thing for like people who listen to the podcast? Who, if you said, like, you make a cameo request with, like, is there some sort of a code word you can use? And then they get an extra special shout out to their dad?
No. You're confusing it. Let's just do this, folks. $10,000 a week from today, we want $10,000 in merch sold. And a good portion of that is going to...
That's a lot of t-shirts.
A good portion of that, Heather, is going to charity. And...
Which charity is that exactly?
Yep. And... Hit me up on Cameo, y'all. Let's do this. Come on. Another 1,000 people just got off of the train.
This is not very good podcast content.